A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Kip Stube, and this is Live Talk. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, political violence, and opposition party coalitions ahead of the 2023 harmonized elections. But first, a brief look at the COVID-19 situation in Zimbabwe. The Ministry of Health reports that one person died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and 34 tested positive for coronavirus. According to the Minister of Health, over 4,600 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year. Zimbabwe has so far recorded nearly 132,000 cases of COVID-19 from 2020. At least 125,000 people have recovered from the disease. The Minister of Health also reports that over 3.2 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 2.4 million their second dose. Zimbabwe needs to vaccinate 10 million people in order to achieve what is medically known as herd immunity. And in other news, we know that there's a lot that is happening in Zimbabwe in terms of, the MTC facing some problems today in Masvingo. So according to the opposition movement for democratic change, over 200 youth mobilized by the ruling ZANU-PF party attacked Nelson Chamisa's convoy and advance team today on their way to meet community leaders in Chief Charumbira area, that is Masvingo province. In a statement, the MTC Alliance said, quote, "They stoned cars, barricaded roads with burning logs, and assaulted members of our team. We have now been hospitalized. Cars were seen ferrying the rented crowd and coordinating the attacks as violent thugs held up printed posters," end of quote. Then the MTC Alliance is saying several party activists were injured and party leader Nelson Chamisa is safe. And in sports news, the Warriors take on Ghana tomorrow at the National Sports Stadium following a dismal performance in the West African nation a few days ago. Ghana beat Zimbabwe 3-1 in the 2022 World Cup qualifier match. And Zimbabweans appear to be out of the World Cup 2022. But are they out? Let's hear what people are going to say about this issue today. So, okay, Zulukandaba, ngilakho namhlanje, kunenge ngisameleleke umunye wami uMavelas Mhlanga, nyawuye ukuthi asixhume khonapha ke mbona ngazani ke kule nkinga lokuthi asixhume kunamanje, kodwa silethemba lokuthi uzabuya kuhlelo. So, okay, siyabona ukuthi uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luyabika ukuthi kulo muntu oyedwa obulewe COVID-19 izolo eZimbabwe, kwathi abayi 34 bahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kubese kusithi-ke kusukela nyakenye sokulabantu 131,796 basebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19, kwathi abayi 125,228 abantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Abantu abayi 4,637 sebabulawa i-COVID-19. Kuzobuya-ke asebejovo yamajekiseni kumbe ngithi abajovo okuqala ijekiseni yokunqunda umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 bayi 3,171,698. Bese kusithi asebejovo okwesibili bayi 2,409,204. Kule Zimbabwe khona manje kulabantu abalokhu okubizwa kuthiwa ngama-active COVID cases abayi 1,931. Olunye udaba esilukhangela kwenzakala kuna ngale ke eMasvingo khanyazani ke lamhlanje kulabantu abahlasele izimota zikamnumzana uNelson Chamisa. Yena uChamisa kade ngekho phakathi kwezimota lezi. So abantu laba bezama ukuthi bayefika uChief Charumbira lapho kwenziwa khona kumele kwenziwe umhlangano oqakathekileyo kakhulu, umhlangano webandla le-MTC Alliance. So-ke kukhanya ngazani abantu bagijinyisiwe okunye okumangalisayo, bagcwala iganga, kodwa-ke izimota zagongodwa ngendlela engazange ibonakale. So-ke singathi-ke nxa sikhangela khona manje kulabanye asebefakwe ezibhedlela kukhanya ngazani sibili kuthiwa balimele okunye okumangalisayo. So we'll talk about this and other issues as we go, you know, and we're lucky that we've got Mr. Busani Musontini, who is an independent social and political commentator based in USA. Welcome to the program, Mr. Tini.
Thank you, Mr. Jube, and hello to the listeners and viewers.
Thank you very much. So what's your take on what is going on in terms of this political violence, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately, Juve, I think every election season in Zimbabwe is marked by violence. We haven't had any peaceful elections since independence. We know what happened in the 80s with Gukurawondi. We know what happened after that to other opposition parties. We know what happened in the 2000s with the War of the Terrorists, you know, with the Border Gezi militia. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, we are seeing, you know, poor citizens. And when I mean poor, just look at the videos. These are people that cannot even, you know, buy, you know, anything, but they are being used to, you know, attack an opposition party, or they are accused of attacking an opposition party. So in Zimbabwe, I think Zimbabwe really, the foundation of our politics.
They are accused of attacking.
There's not too much politics involved. But at the end of the day, violence is not acceptable. It doesn't matter who you are, what party you belong to. We should not use violence. So every Zimbabwean, every right-thinking Zimbabwean should condemn the violence.
That's what I am saying. Thank you very much. And mute your button. Let's go to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalaz. So what do you think happened today in Maswebo, Mr. Mlalaz?
Yes,
I'm going
Yes, I'm going to Kuke kakhulu ma abantu bekhayana ebanga inkokheli namanje even uma ungakhangelisisa kahle asikho isizathu ukuthi abantu bakithi balwe amabandla ezepolitiki malutshwana kakhulu eZimbabwe ukuthi ngabe singabe sesigabeni sokuthi mhlawumbe by now ngabe abantu bakithi sebahlanganiswa inkokheli zona ezesikhona into ehluphayo ukuthi even uma internal affairs ama-political parties akhona even akuma-opposition they fight each other bengithi ngibuze mhlawumbe bengithi ngizozwa omunye bekhuluma kakhulu ukuthi mhlawumbe bayahlaselwa bengithi ngoba i-option ekhona manje sesikhangela ukuthi uya phambili izwe lakithi lingaphathwa ibandla elinjani so amabandla wonke la akhona mina ngokubona kwami njengomuntu ovele esitharangele ematepeleleni bengifuna ukubuza ukuthi ikhona yini ibandla eliseharare elingathi ubaba uDube kanje noma ubaba usibandla nje ufuna umletha lapha ngakontesta athi ngifuna ukuma ngiphikisane nenkokheli yona le yamabandla amakhulu omabili bengabizwa ngamagama nabo bengahlaselwa ngamaphathi abo singakabali ukuthi izitha zivela komakhelwane bona bebodwa kumuntu wesindebele nathi mina ngifuna ukuma namhlanje ngithi ngifuna ukuchallenja lo ophethe ibandla leli elikhona nami ngile aspirant kuma primary elections kukhona yini ibandla elinjalo kula mabandla akhona na ma ngokubona kwami ngibona ngani alikho ungavele usukume wena ungumuntu esindebele sekumele ube yisitha noma sekumele uphathe ukuthi yi-deputy khonokho yiko kwenza ukuthi izwe lakithi lingayindawo ngoba i-tribalism yiyo eqalayo bangakuke khonokho singakayi ukuthi amabandla kwathiwani but ngibona ngani let's rectify indaba tribalism. Siyekelani kuba sindlepani kuthola ukuthi I don't think ukuthi mathebele ningaka by now singabe singakafiki ebangeni lokuthi sesingaba nenkokheli nayo engathiwa i-president of Zimbabwe. Kuhlulwa yini khonoko emabandleni wala kuthiwa ama-opposition ukuthi sibe silokhu siba nabantu abakhuluma bekhulumela amabandla bengama-deputies. Kwenziwa yini khonoko wani bengasukumi nabo bebesimele khonale bebezinkokheli. Bengabizwa ngamagama ukuthi umuntu uthengwe MDC utekwezani abe umuntu ozokhokhela abantu emathebeleland singabe nama-deputies kuphela lokuthumela abantu erale besiwa ama-deputies abantu basempumalanga
yes siyabonga kakhulu-ke let's go to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda can you unmute your button Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda so that you can participate in this show I think your button is muted so if ever it's possible can you unmute and come into the show I can see that you are there right now. So can you do that, Mr. Dr. Spanda? And join the show? So he's still muted. I think he's going to try to unmute and then join the show. So we're lucky that we also have Mr. Ntokozo Msipa of Tyson Wabantu. Tyson Obantu is an organization that is backing, Xavier Kasukwere. We know that Mr. Xavier Kasukwere left Zimbabwe or fled, or you know, whatever we can say, because he's among those people that were targeted during the November 2017 pseudo, or let me call it some kind of coup, you know, that happened in Zimbabwe. So welcome to the program, Mr. Msipa.
I don't know if he has Wagalain.
Yes. Siyakuzwa.
Oh, thank you very much.
We can hear you. So, what's your take first on the political violence that is taking place in Zimbabwe right now?
I think we need to speak out and speak out very loud. Political violence of whatsoever nature must be condemned with all the contempt that it deserves. The perpetrators of violence should be brought to book and taken to account. We should not tolerate, promote, or anything to do with the violence in our country. We condemn it, and we are speaking out to say we cannot participate in any political event as a people. We need, even if we are now in election mode, we need to be peaceful. Zimbabweans are peaceful people, and we promote peace. But we know the underlying reasons why these things are happening now. It is because of political developments that have nothing to do with the opposition, if I can say that. Mm-hmm. But we condemn the violence.
So now we know that everything is pointing towards ZANU-PF as the so-called perpetrators of violence in this case. So now, how do you, as Tyson Obantu, you know, try to, you know, get into ZANU-PF and rectify such things? How are you going to do that? Because it seems as if you are still part of ZANU-PF, and people are saying the ruling party has got some violent tendencies, you know?
Let's be clear, and I will state this gospel that we are preaching. The ZANU-PF that is calling itself ZANU-PF today is not the ZANU-PF that was the people's party. The ZANU calling itself ZANU-PF today is not the ZANU-PF that won our independence in 1980. Is not the ZANU-PF that fought and defeated Smith. That has been pro-people since independence. That is not the ZANU-PF that is ruling today. We have a junta that is calling itself ZANU-PF and operating on in the name of the people, in the name of supporters of ZANU-PF. The ZANU-PF that is there today, that is not ZANU-PF. The People's Party is no longer a People's Party. We are preaching this gospel today that, Mr. Dube, the only political solution in the country is to advocate for ZANU-PF supporters to redeem their part from the hands of the junta. That is the only political solution that we are preaching. That is the only gospel we are preaching now. Realistic change in Zimbabwe will only come when we redeem the people's part from the hands of the junta and get ZANU-PF led by Xavier Kasukwere. That is the only ZANU-PF that will save the people, deal with issues of violence, political violence in the country, deal with issues of political development, deal with issues of economic development in our country. Only solution, and is the realist.
I think your mic has been muted or something like that, or maybe he has got some challenges a little bit with his network. So let's go back to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. If he can hear me now. Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, can you hear me? If you can hear me, can you actually open your button? Yes, now we can hear you. So tell us, Dr. Sibanda.
Yes, I can hear loudly, Dube. How are you doing?
No, very, very fine. And you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much, and greetings to you.
Yes, so tell us, what happened today in Masvingo?
Oh, well, you had ZANU-PF trying to return to 2008, The People's President's security convoy was attacked. Vehicles were destroyed, and of course, individuals were harmed in the process. But we know that this is just the same old story. But what is different is that before the president set off in the morning, President Chamisa said that he loved this country so much and that nothing would dissuade him from continuing the struggle of the people for a better country and a greater Zimbabwe. So I think that no matter what ZANU-PF throws at us, we're certainly not going to go off course. We're going to stay the course. We're going to keep our eyes on the ball. And the people of this country are going to be the final arbiters and the final victors in finally, you know, freeing this country from the stranglehold of dictatorship that has overstayed its days. You know, Africa has, sub-Saharan Africa has just two serious dictators, and that is Museveni and what we have in this country. And there's a reason why we have those few. That's because the days of dictatorship are numbered, and the days of this dictatorship are numbered. No matter what violence they try to use, the people of Zimbabwe are very clear. This country's got to be a better place. This country's got to be the heaven that it was meant to be. And we are the generation that are going to make that difference.
So ngicela ufake ngesinto konoko ke wesukufaka la ngasishona nje briefly ukuthi kabukamje
bengisathi mina umongameli we ofanele abe umongameli walizwe u President Nelson Chamisa ube uhlangane lengozi yezanu siya eMasvingo emhlanganeni owe Citizens Convention for Change. Lo ngumbiko esiwuthole oqondileyo vele ku-Department of Communications ekade ikhona lapho kusizakala. Abantu laba bebechaywa ngabantu, bebezama ukuchaywa ngabantu bezanu besithi bangahambi benza umsebenzi wabo owe-MDC Alliance, Movement for Democratic Change Alliance. Kodwa sikwaziyo ukuthi u-President uNelson Chamisa uthe esuke kuseni, uthe yena ilizwe leZimbabwe ngilithanda ngohlonzo oluphezulu, ngakho akula into ezenza ukuthi ngibuyele emuva. Siyazi ukuthi uPresident Nelson Chamisa ziningi izinto ezanywe izanu ukumethusela kumbe ukumthembisa izinto besithi hayi thengisa abantu wenze lokhu esikufunayo, but bafuna ukumenza u-leader of the opposition ku-parliament, but bazamnika lokhu nalokhuyana. Wala uPresident Nelson Chamisa, mbone ngani khonokho kutshengisa ukuthi umkhankaso wabantu wokuthi kube le lizwe eliguqukayo njalo elilempumelelo eleZimbabwe kulokhu saphethwe nguPresident Nelson Chamisa, umongameli uNelson Chamisa. Angibona ukuthi kuzawuba lokuntshintsha khonapho ngaphandle kokuthi lizwe lethu liqalise ukuba
can you hold on, Mr. Chuma, and mute your button, sir? Can you hold on? Mute your button. Yes, kubeka ngamafushane, babu Usman.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So, ngibona ngani khonokho yikho okuqakathekile ukuthi ukuzama ukwethusela abantu okuvela kubandla elingaselo bandla leZANU-PF akusoze kusebenze, ngoba ongumongameli webandla le-MDC Alliance, umongameli uNelson Chamisa, uthi kakumethusi njalo uthando lwakhe alalo lokuthi siqhubekele silizwe phambili kalusoze luqedwe loba yini.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Nxa usenelisi ungakuphosela la ngasishona nje briefly khonapho.
Vachamisa vanga vachienda kumashingo kwa vanga vachinoita ma programs Citizens Convergence for Change. Saka vanga vachitungamirira mutungamiriri we MDC Alliance Vachamisa vatoti ndewe security. Vasangana nekuti kwanga kune vanhu veZANU-PF vanga vachida kuvarova. Asi motikari dzakuvara nevamwana vakuvara. Asi zvatozi ane zvekuti vachamisa makuseni vasati vasimuka vataura kuti havasi kudzokera kumashure nenyaya yekuti kushandira kwavanoita nyika yeZimbabwe nekuda kwavanoita nyika yeZimbabwe vacharamba vachienderera mberi kusvikira narini. naizo zo program yavo Citizens Convergence for Change icharamba ichiendera mberi zvisina basa nekuti vanhu vezanu vanoda kuita sei. Tinoziva kuti chinangwa chavo ndechekuda kuchichidzira vanhu kuti vanhu vasazouya kumusangano unenge une mutungamiri anofanirwa kunge ari mutungamiri wenyika vaNelson Chamisa, vanova mutungamiri weMBC Alliance. Asi vanhu vari kutaura ivo kuti aiwaka tasvika pamagumo ezanu tava kuda kuendera mberi. Zvezanu zvamunangagwa naMuseveni, vanova ndo vasara vari vaviri kusubsaharan Africa varoda kudzvanyirira vanhu. Hazvisi kuzoendera mberi nekuti vana veZimbabwe ovo yatinotaura iya yatiyo aiwakataramba tava kuda kuti tiite shanduko. Naizvozvo kuchidzirwa kana kuitwa sei hatisina basa nazvo. Tanga tichitaura nevanhu vakatiudza ivo kuti aiwaka pese pandinorohwa nezanu ndingangorohwa chete, ndinoda kuti ndinotsvaka mumwe munhu anovhota achivhotera vaChamisa, nokuti ndinoziva kuti tikavhota tikabvisa zanu gore rino kana gore rinouya kana 2023, tichiziva kuti after 5 years havazodzoki kuzotirova. Saka zvoda kuti every time pavanorova munhu vanoziva kuti valoza vhoti vakutoluza election yacho. Saka vanhu varohwa nhasi vese havasi kuzovhotera zanu chezvaita sei, nokuti vanoziva kuti vakasavhotera zanu havazorohwezve after every 5 years. Naizvozvo zvano kana ichida kufamba ichishambadzira basa kana kuti utungamiri hwapresident Nelson Chamisa ngavarambe vachirova vanhu. Izvo zvinoita kuti vanhu vari kuti aiwa kamukarama muchitirova taakubva kwamuri taakuenda kuna vaChamisa. Ndozvari kuona zvichiitika izvozvo. VaChamisa vataurazve kuti ivo chero vakachidzirwa sei havasi kuzobva kana kuzotya kuramba vachishandira mhuri yeZimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Dr. Swanda. Stay on the line and mute your pattern. Let's go to Mr. Joseph Chuma. He is in Bulawayo. Welcome to the program, Mr. Chuma.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Gabe. Good evening to everybody who's on the panel, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. So we saw today some suspected ZANU-PF activists actually stoning MTC Alliance vehicles. You know, Mr. Chamisa was trying to go to Chief Charumbira area. So what is going on? You know, this violence is not something that is new, Mr. Chuma. So is it ZANU-PF that is actually perpetrating this kind of violence? What is going on?
Gibbs, I would talk very strongly and authoritatively as well about the issue of violence. Violence is something that should never be condoned, and violence should be something that nobody must ever look at it with any smile. We should always frown upon such acts of violence. And as the party ZANU-PF, of which I'm a member of, and also a senior member in that party, we have never sat down and condoned any acts of violence for whatever reason. It is something that we also frown upon. It's something that we also abhor, because you see, the thing about violence that people must understand is that when you start doing acts of violence, you are actually aggregating a very satanic and devilish act, which is not necessary at all. And this violence, you must remember that our political parties, be it ZANU-PF, MDC, or anything, we all got relatives all over those places. I've got relatives that are in MDC, I've got relatives that are in ZAPU, and I've got relatives that are in MRP. So why would I want to then unleash the terror of violence to any of the opposition parties? Yet I know that at the end of the day, it might then occur to my cousin, to my nephew, to my niece, to my uncle, to my grandmother or my grandfather, or whichever way you might want to look at it. So therefore, it is always going to be on point that we will never condone violence for whatever reason. We want things to be free and fair. We want whoever wins to win with a clean sheet, without indulging in violence at all. So as ZANU-PF, we do not condone violence. Whoever will have done violence, now with the help of technology, must always be recorded, so that these people deal with the law as individuals. Because we are tired of people that want to hide behind the party's name, as ZANU-PF. We have heard people from MDC also being labeled violent people too. But I'm sure that Dr. Nkululeko and his party have never sat down and said that people must go out there and be violent. But in society, you always find such elements. It's very unfortunate, but it's something that we should never condone, and we must all speak out very loud and clearly and say that no to violence.
Thank you very much. And put that in the belly, just briefly.
Ngabe bayabanjwa kubonakale njengoba kulezi insuku phela ngithi sesile technology le yamavideo lani futhi abantu ababeke banje umuntu azimele yedwa laphana athwale isiphambano sakhe abe ethe wasenza ngokuhamba esenza izinto eze-violence. Kodwa thina njengebandla lezanupiyefu asingeke sakuvuma ukuthi nathi thina abantu abahambe beyoshayana ngoba kubi, into embi engamela ngenzakale. Sifuna thina ubana abantu benze izinto ngendlela eqondileyo, ukhethe lubuye odliwe adliwe kuhle avume ukuthi hayi ngidliwe kuhle ngoba kuyabe kungela nto yona yonke leyo violence ngoba abantu abanxa kusizakala khonokho yikho kusenza siqashe ubuyele emuva abantu umuntu uma sedliwe siqashe ukuthi hhayi ngithawe laphana e ngiyalisukenza lokhu laphana konke lokhu sokusinisa esimeni esingayisiso.
Ye, sizakucela futhi ufake nje ngesishono mphonga ukuthi nje ngamafushane kula
inini senengo yezanupiyefu uyezwe ndiri ume wevanhu vari kumusoro ikoko kuzanupiyefu. Ndinozviziva kuti musangano wedu hautenderani nevanhu vanofamba vechirova vanhu vechiita zvinhu zvisina maturo. Tinoda kuti dai kune runyararo vanhu vechigona kuita zvinhu zvavo munzira yakanaka, asi tinoziva kuti kune vamwe vanhu vedu vanombobuda panze vechiita zvinhu zvisiri izvo. Even kuMDC ikoko varipo vamwe vanoenda zvinhu zvisingatendegwi, asi handizvo zvinoumbwa kana kuti kubvumirana nevanhu vekuMDC ikoko. Zvinongofanana nekwedu kunoko, hatimbogari pasi tibvume kuti vanhu ngavafambe vechirovana. Nekuti ukatarisa kamuno muZimbabwe, mapati ese ati kutaura nemazaya, kungaita zanupiyefu kana kuti iMDC kana kuti vana zapu kana kuti vana MRP, tine hama kumapati ese iwayo iwawo. Saka manje ukazotumira vanhu kuti voenda kunorova vanhu, handiti unogumisira wakutorova sekuru wako ipapo, unogumisira warova hanzvadzi yako ipapo. Mai zvinganaka here izvozvo? Haando zvinhu zvakanaka izvi, hatizvitendere kana kahwani. Hatisati tambogara pasi tikati vanhu ngavaende kunorova vanhu, asi vanhu ivavo vari kuita izvozvo. Ndine chishuwo chaizvo chekuti dai vanhu ava vechionekwa vobatwa vombodyirwa navo, umwe noumwe wotakura muchinjiko wake nezvinhu izvozvo zvaanenge aita. Nekuti haando zvinhu zvatotarisira futi senyika kana kuti sebato.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. You can mute your button. Let's go to Mr. Busani Musontini. Mr. Ntini, I think you are an independent observer. And out of what Mr. Spanda said and what you heard right now from Mr. Chuma, what's your take on what these gentlemen are saying?
I think it's a tough situation. I think every person will come in and defend their own position or their own party. But the truth of the matter is, it is known that in Zimbabwe politics, there is a culture of violence. There is a culture of violence, especially from the ruling party, which is able to use all the different forms of violence. We talked about Gokuraundi, we talked about how the war vets did what they did, we talked about the border gaze. So it's hard to hear Ubawamu Uchuma Nati is an UPF Kaila violence. Yevo Yenuchuma I know Kala violence. But I think my name Ama Epo Angalunganga Kupachi Evu Sayo. Yellow liquini, so yebo la opposition ngabe kulama violence and kwaza abantu bazakhuluma ngokuthi kwenza le buyera kumakhuphe kwathini kwathini. But nxa sikhangela sibili ibandla eyo libusayo yilo kumele kuthi kunje khathesi kulama video atshengisayo ukuthi ngobani ade bejika manje amapholisa kumele libanise buphi. Yebo ibandla iZANU PF libandla kodwa asithi government ngokwayo ebusayo lama police kawa ekhekhela ewophi laba bantu abenza into ezinje. I-violence asonto elungileyo kakhulu. Iqiniso nge-violence kokuba kuthuma kutsho ukuthi namhla kuyatshaywa mina, kusasa kuyatshaywa omnye umuntu. So i-violence ungavele uyiqalise ifana lo mlilo. Kunzima ukuthi i-discriminate ukuthi ngizatshisa laphana, ngitshisa laphana. I-violence vele kayilunganga. Akumelanga kube khona lo muntu oyedwa okhondona you know othabela i-violence lesiyibona.
Yeah, so nxa sikhangela ke ngesikhiwa ungakubeka uthini khonokho khulunywa ke ubaba uJoseph Chuma lo baba uNkululeko Sibanda ufaka ngesilungu.
No, I think what this all boils down to for me personally is that we have a problem in Zimbabwe politics. There is a lot of violence. Yes, back, you know, I remember back in the early 80s and 90s, football matches had violence as well. But I think the politics of Zimbabwe is very toxic. There's too much violence. Yes, it may not be a position of a certain party that there has to be violence. But the truth of the matter is there are bad apples. There are people that are fighting for positions. And they are using the poor people to do these violent acts. Now we ask the police to act. There are videos that are clearly showing who these people were. So the police should act. The police should make an example out of such people. And it would be great if, like, let's say, you know, ZANU PF, you know, the ZANU PF party comes out condemning the violence. If you go to Twitter right now, the spokesperson of ZANU, Nick Mangwana, is actually laughing, saying this is a staged thing. He say, oh, you know, MPC now is trying to get money from foreign, you know, governments. Yeah, they are trying to make sure that the sanctions stay. But I think we need to have a ruling party that will come out and condemn the violence, as such as Chuma is, I think my, you know, Chuma is doing a great job to condemn the violence. But let's have the actual government of Zimbabwe today come out and really condemn what's happening. Instead of, like, you know, what Nicky Mangwana is doing. Nicky Mangwana is representing the government. Yes, he may not be representing the party ZANU-PF. So to me, if ZANU-PF believes that, you know, this violence is not good, they should push the government that is leading them and leading us to really not tolerate what we are seeing on the ground. We need to really change the culture of violence because, you know, like I said, this is like fire. Once it's on, you never know where to stop.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Baba Mlalazi, ubona njani konke lokhu? Kukhanya ngazani kulokuphoselana lapho ukuthi ungabe kulibandla leli lenze lokhu. And according to this tweet from Nick Mangwana, it seems as if he's saying this thing is being staged managed because the assumption is that there is a special rapporteur who go to Zimbabwe, you know, to assess the impact of the targeted sanctions. So is this helpful in any way?
This nation of ours, we really need a solution. There must be a permanent solution to this, not just a superficial solution. because really everybody has been saying Zimbabweans are peaceful people, Zimbabweans are not violent. But then again, we are not genetically modified mentally to say, to think with the caliber of leadership or with the caliber of people that are talking, protecting their own image of their parties, I think we've got a problem as a nation. So, and the only solution that will come to Zimbabwe is when we sit down, political parties, when they sit down and know that the only thing that is important is Zimbabwe, not political parties.
Mm-hmm.
The day Ama Zimbabweans, we are going to forget about the regalia, we're going around running Ama faces of Ama political party leaders on our chest. That's the day we're going to be celebrating the victory of bondage, violence, political violence. So, Mina, I do not say a singular event is something that can then we look at it as a good Zimbabwe is on fire now. Mina, we've got a lot to talk about. And people of Zimbabwe need a leader who is going to unify them. Whether you are coming as a political opposition, what is important is to know that not everybody or not every Zimbabwean can support your party. That's one thing that people should understand. As you are talking now, people might think, oh, if you talk good about your political party, you might then win our hearts. That's not the solution. Just peace is not the only solution for a country like Zimbabwe to move forward. Zimbabwe went to war, a fierce war. We are the people who made land the lamas our founding fathers. You don't have to make peace with only your friends. The enemy, that's the only person that you should talk to and raise them and create peace. Because much as the election in 2023, and Abandu said they heated up, campaigns. What will happen? And who is going to win? Because after 2023, we come back again here, do it because the studio is still there. People will be crying. We don't need that. We need a peaceful solution to our problems, our political problems that's now in Zimbabwe. I do not see a clean political party in Zimbabwe currently. It is violent in every political party in Zimbabwe. But it's an embarrassment what we see in every political party in Zimbabwe. Can get my factions in anything that you have maybe for instance I'm opposite parties. Why can they, if you want to rule a country, you need to be able when to manage your own house, sort it out before you can come to us looking forward to vote for you. You can manage your own party before you can think of managing us as a country. Because most of the party that we are going to win, they are super resistant to say no, I want to win the election. Then we are going back in seconds because of bad news. Like it's long since the and the thinking, why can't we have a Zimbabwe and a band of our united? To look at our political parties, for instance, in South Africa. South Africa is a country we know where the violence can be disastrous in South Africa, but they manage the elections when they're right. Political parties, they don't come back and start quarreling with each other. They know my elections need to unite. What about Japan based in the very Ninga sections is Swa? Mina in 2012, Japan, but you don't be used in a band to have a phone, which thereafter, basically, after 5 years, this year, where we are because of this party. No, we need to have a united nation.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, you can unmute your button and join us right now. So it seems, Dr. Sibanda, that the government thinks that all this is happening because of the special rapporteur who is supposed to go to Zimbabwe, in terms of assessing the impact of the targeted sanctions. So they're saying, you guys, this is a bit of drama, Like what Nick Mangwana is actually tweeting here. He's saying, quote, we are in the event of COP26 and the special rapporteur's engagement is about to happen. Do you know what else has started the dramas? You know, here is a tweet from a state official. So roughly what do you think Nick Mangwana is saying here? Saying that you guys are dramatizing, you know?
Gibbs, you know what? I think that the problem we have, and the people of Zimbabwe know this, that there's something called the government of Zimbabwe, and then there's something called ZANU-PF. If the government of Zimbabwe has a responsibility to keep the peace, that's why the government has manages the Zimbabwe Republic Police, manages our defense forces, and manages the prison services, right? So mm-hmm. The government must, as my brother is saying, as my brother Busani is saying, the government must immediately take all steps necessary to maintain the peace in society. And if they can't maintain the peace in society, it means it is because they don't want to. I don't want to talk about Nick. I know Nick very well. Nick is on a daily basis attempting to overplease Mnangagwa by, in most instances, over-exaggerating things or overspinning things. The fact of the matter is that the ZRP could have and can and has the capacity to stall all forms of violence in this country. And when violence is not stalled in this country, that is because it is sanctioned by the government and sanctioned by ZANU-PF. For that reason, I don't think that we have a debate with Nick Mangwana. Busani.
I think your phone skipped a little bit. We can't hear you. I think something happened.
Actually, yeah, right. Okay.
All right,
we can have a debate with Nick Mangwana. Nick Mangwana is playing a game and thinks that it's politics. This country is bigger. This country is bigger than the Nick. This country is bigger than ZANU-PF. This country belongs to the people of Zimbabwe.
Yeah, your phone is skipping a little bit, Dr. Swanda. So can you mute your button? Yes. Yeah, your phone is skipping a little bit. I think you are moving just a bit. So before maybe you proceed there, let me bring in Mr. Joseph Chuma while you go back to where you started this conversation with us, Dr. Swanda. So, Mr. Chuma, I think we are hearing what Dr. Swanda is saying. So he's heaping all the blame on ZANU-PF. He says, you know, if ever there was any kind of fairness, police were going to arrest these people that were actually staging this protest. So quiet, Chuma.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Can you hear me properly?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Right. Gibbs, actually, this narrative that has just come up now, including the tweet that you're quoting from the government spokesperson, Nick, is very interesting indeed. Do you know why I would say it's interesting? Just recently, we saw Chamisa moving around the country. He even came to Bulawayo this side and went as far as, I think, Matopo, where there was a troops unveiling of one of their members. And no any act of violence was meted against him. He went by his daily business. And, of course, maybe there might have been a bit of disruption here and there, I mean, with the police, but there was no violence at all. And then if you look at this trend, every time there's going to be an international event, whether there's UN meetings, whether there's a situation like this now, where we are having a rapporteur coming from the United Nations, such things then happen. You then really now start to question the genuineness of all these acts. Are they really genuine or they are state managed, really? So that we then all look so bad to whoever is coming to assess whatever they'll be coming for. So these are the kind of things that we really need to sit down and search ourselves and say, are we genuine when we do this kind of thing? Or at times, are we just out there to paint that bad picture of Zimbabwe all the time? So that our story is then always authenticated and things are then always put into perspective to say that, no, Zimbabwe is a bad country. The government is not doing enough to curb such violence against the opposition and stuff like that. And we also know that mm-hmm. there's also this pending trip of the president going to Britain as well. So all these things, they now get to get you to think very hard and say, are these things really genuine, or we've got other people that want to come in and always make us look that bad? At all the times. Because when there are no events, I've not heard Chamisa complaining of any violence upon himself or
or his group or his entourage.
But can somebody attack his own cars and attack all these people and you injure a lot of people? Is that possible, Mr. Chuma?
Very possible, my brother. Very possible. I've seen people, a woman who wanted to get his husband into trouble, who was actually beating herself to make sure that she vindicates the husband. These things can happen, definitely. They've been happening all over. We've seen them happen.
Thank you so much. Can you mute your pattern? Maybe Dr. Sibanda can respond immediately. So, vali pattern yako babuchumu. Dr. Sibanda, bengumbona kuna manje, ukuthi bese khona. Kutwa ke mbuna zani ke ucingo lwakhe Solomon elwa dropa futhi. Mr. Ntini, I think you are an observer, as I said. So what's your take on what this gentleman said?
Baba Muchuma esivumelene phambilini but such a
or maybe let me do this. Just one second. Let's take Dr. Sibanda to respond. Dr. Sibanda, can you respond fast because your phone is falling off? Go ahead, Dr. Sibanda. Can you hear me, Dr. Sibanda? Can you unmute so that you join the show, Dr. Sibanda? I think he's trying to unmute his button and the phone is dropping off. So, Mr. Ntini, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it too. Ubabu Chuma Ben Sanda with high self vanilla and I'm among the same Daniels left foot. Moba Wunjago and Daniels, one of Lama video, Lama pictures. So amapholisa abophila abantu bethuthi bathunywe ngubani. Abantu esibabone lapha badube lama-flyers ade bewathwele bengama-flyer la akhuma ama-sanction. Ngathiwa igroupu lyane ethwala and amalokizini akhona ama-flyers akhona afana lana abathwala abademonstrator e-embassy e-USAR. So ukuthi i-MDCC iyo esimanifestile wonke lokhu yakhopha konke angilashure but iqiniso ukuthi iqiniso lingatholakala kwabotshwa laba abantu beyesho ukuthi bathunywe ngubani kodwa sizamapholisa asozababophe laba abantu. So mina kunzima ke umuntu ingi-understand kokhu nxa umuntu like ubuzile ukuthi kulo muntu ongazitshaya yini kulo muntu ongazivulala yini angikuboni kulo muntu ole ngqondo ongakwenza khona lokho yebo. Ama opposition lava elama tactics tava tiva abasenzayo to draw your attention. Kodwa lokhu iqiniso ukuthi amapholisa abophi laba abantu bazakutsho ukuthi bathunywe ngubani. Ngoba abantu abakuma videos angikwazi kumbe bebengakwazi bathatha ama-video kumbe izithutha kumbe ngabantu abasidakuleyo unlashure. But iqiniso ukuthi kula ma-video amapholisa kababophe betsho ukuthi bathunywe ngubani. Ngabantu abathunywe i-MDC then i-MDC.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask you briefly, Mr. Ntini.
No, I think briefly what I was saying is that there's evidence out there. There are videos, there are, you know, pictures. You know, just judging from the crowd, these people that are committing this violence, they appear to be carrying the same cards that people are carrying, you know, demonstrating in front of the U.S. embassy in Harare. They were all calling for sanctions to go. So I'm trying to wrap my head around that, you know, how can an opposition party do that to its, you know, on its own? To me, I think at the end of the day, let the police act. If the police, the police are independent and they know who these people were, let those people answer as to who actually sent them. I think we can, you know, debate about who sent them. Is it MDC? Is it ZANU? Are they standing on their own? Is it another third party, a fourth party? We don't know. But the only answer we can get is from these people being arrested and have them say exactly who sent them.
Yeah, we hope that Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda is going to join us right now. He was in, but all of a sudden, he has dropped out. So let me try to get him. So he says he's trying, but the phone is dropping off. So can you try again, Dr. Sibanda, so that you can respond to what Mr. Chuma is actually saying and others. So, Babuskubuzo Mlalaz, what's the way forward here?
The way forward,
because it's
over Mandalaba, Sibatule na wefunyelo kubwa ngama presidential candidate. As well as Zimbabwe, you know, very much better. You must by way forward, you've been a balance in Jarez and like it. You have been a political parties, they are final, but basically, my options, which ma ofele mkubule nwe Israeli nje, he will never be president. Ama parties wonge na la ase arale, that's what the tendency nja. So, mina, niti konogo soltalasine violence in Zimbabwe, no, Zimbabwe, bani. Let's so solve that. And then if violence is ibona emasingoleana, mbona ngani ama parties, both parties, whether une party konale, kukhona attention kumele ebonise ukuthi they are not they are angry to each other and they are enemies. So angikhona ukuthi kumele umuntu khona apha okumele thathi side. Ngibona ngani kumele balungise udaba lwabantu bezimbabwe, because uma kusetshenziswa abantu bezimbabwe bechana kodwa, ngoba kunamuntu okuchaya umuntu ongasuke ezimbabwe. Uma uchaya umuntu wezimbabwe ugqoke i-t-shirt whether ngezanupf or MDC, it's embarrassing and kuyinto eyinhlekisa kakhulu. But it goes back to say, wonke ama leaders is now political leaders, they are not for the interests of the people. Because if there is any party, engaba mhlawumbe ibonakala kune evidence ukuthi ama supporters are ileyo party, whether bayigqoke regalia or whatever it is, belwe in the name of that party. It's shameful. Angikholwani ukuthi kune party engafuna ma kuyo kuma elections kanje ibonakala is engaged ku violence, and then thinking ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe bengayivotela. I think it's a mistake, and I don't think ema kuyikuthi kune leader enza khonoko, it's a miscalculated mistake of which to me ngithi ngokubona kwami mina, njengoba ngifuna ukubona ukuthi ngavotela abantu ngo-2023, akukacaci ukuthi kukhona i-solution engaba khona ezweni lakithi. Izolokhu sikhala nje after
2023.
Thank you. So ama-leaders esinawo la bakhulumela ama-parties here, I think to them, angazi noma balala kanjani emzini yabo, but really, but how do you feel abantu bezimbabwe behlupheka, abantu bezimbabwe bengekho united? Izwe leli lezimbabwe lalwela ngabantwana. Imagine abafowethu babesuka across uzambezi bemuntu woke to Victoria Falls all the way to Bedbridge, efuna ukuthi abantu bamnyama bakhululeke sibe ne-united Zimbabwe. These guys, they fought for Zimbabwe, they never fought for a political party. So mina bengithi nje ama leaders ethu, they must unite. Bayehlale khona le Harare bakhulumisane, njengoba bonke bengama leaders ya Harare bakhulumisane for our country to move forward.
Kodwa ke
political parties amancane lawa besicela ke itakhulu MDC Alliance ukuthi ake nifake nani umuntu ovela eMathebeleland kuma elections, not in the near future. Nifake nani umuntu weMathebeleland singamuzwe ebizwa ye dissident. They are very clever abantu bamaMathebeleland apha nokuleko Spanda. Let them come valid the alliance naleyo, ngoba uma kuthiwa i-alliance bese kuthiwa kune-deputy we-alliance, how do you, kumele nibe yama-equal. So one of the Matebelen guys, they should lead that alliance. Yabo.
Thank you very much, and mute your button. So let's go to Mr. Chuma, because Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, I think, has got some challenges in coming back. The same with Mr. Dawson Sipa. So in wrapping up, Lapa Babu Chuma, in Shona, what can you say about what you have been talking about today? Briefly.
All right, before I go to Shona, let me come out again and say that, like I said, we always condemn violence in whatever form it wants to rear its head on. Violence is not good, violence is toxic, and violence should never ever be permitted. And no sane party, including our party, would ever advocate and allow violence to be perpetrated upon our fellow citizens of Zimbabwe. Asi kana kusina nyaya iyi, tinogara tichiona iwo vakuru vacho vemabato anopikisa vechifamba muno muZimbabwe kusina kana mhirizhonga. Vachamisa vakauya muno Bulawayo vakatoenda kumatopo kwese uku vakaenda kupi vechiita zvinhu zvavo. Hakuna kumbooneka kana rimwe zuva kuti kwamboita violence muno munyika yeZimbabwe ichiitirwa ivo vanachamisa kana kuti vanhu vavo vangachamba navo. Asi kwakuya chirongwa chiripo ichi chekuti kune vaenzi vari kuuya takuona yakutanga kuitika, unotanga kuzvibvunza kuti ko violence iyi ndeyemazvo here kana kuti violence yabikwa.
those no we have a funga demuno and also like independent. Not to put it to good violence in a jigger, you know it jigger. I see a tea day since you know sure as cool and I teach a good boy chica and that hour Pakusanga. Violence in a chica papa wese wese. Inogona kutika kwandiri inogona kutika kwauri saka handi chinhu chatopa honge tichikurudzira ba chinhu chatopa kugara tichiramba we vheti togara chitaura about it a vanhu we tisafamba tichingorovana tichiprovera kana chii tiri vana vezimbabwe tose yaitigare pasi tipe sei tichitaurirane
ndozvikuru
sacha izvozvo zvatopa kugara tichiita izvozvo haikona kuramba vanhu vechingorovana vachirana muri kurovana chii chamunoziva nekuti vanhu ivaoga vanorova nava vari kumusoroko vari kuwirirana vari kudya vose vari kumamatii vose asi pasi kunoko muchingorovana mukoroverana chii chamunoziva chamunowanira mari yacho hapana saka muri kuitei
yes cela ufake sindebeleke kamufishani kora
ngiyabonga baba into leyi ufana yeifake sobala ikuti into le iyasi ihlukumeza kakhulu ukubana ungananzelela ngezikhathi zonke nxa kuzaba labathekeleli kumbe kungaba lama-events agoqela amazwi wonke singakhuluma ngabo-United Nations General Assembly kathesi sikhuluma lapha ngoba sibona kulo sethekele esibuyayo sivela e-United Nations esibuya sizokhanda ngendaba yama-sanction yikho lapho othola khona sokule violence
ye babuthuma babuthuma bamba kancane just kancane nje vala ibhathani yakho vala ibhathani yakho kulule kusibanda sibanda nxa ungizokhona pho uvula ibhathani uhlungene just briefly few seconds left kusho le. So go ahead, Dr. Spanda. Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. Look, I'm very disappointed by the ZANU-PF stance from its highest levels, which is that they show that they don't care about our country and all they care about is politically. It is very clear that that ZANU-PF is very violent against President Chamisa. They've taken his party, taken his headquarters. They've taken his MPs and his councillors. They have taken everything. The only thing they are left with right now is to take his life. And they've not yet been able to do that because President Chamisa is careful. Now, for my friend, Ukolide, to play politics and games about this, this is what they did with Gukurahundi Kolide. Please don't do this to me. It brings very sad memories. It brings sad memories coming out of 2008, sad memories coming out of 2018, when people were killed on the streets of Harare. And you guys played it as politics when people were shot with actual bullets. It's not a good thing, Kolide. Do not get used to that. You're a human being. Feel for other people, you guys in ZANU-PF. Become human again.
Thank you.
And understand.
Thank you.
That the country you're destroying is your own country.
Thank you, Dr. Spanda.
It has nothing to do with functions.
Thank you so much.
So you should stop killing people.
Thank you so much. Our time is out. If there was extra time, we're going to extend. So can you hold on, Kolite, there? Can you mute your button?
Can I just respond a bit before you go to say that?
10 seconds. 10 seconds.
ZANU-PF has not taken half his house. ZANU-PF has not taken MDC Alliance. It's the same guy that they dined with. It's the same guy that they drank tea with.
Thank you, Gwene. Thank you.
Who was their fellow comrade?
Ah, no, that's
the
CIO, man. That's the CIO. He's a CIO.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Not definitely ZANU-PF.
He came from Sumi. He's a CIO.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's your internal politics.
Gwene.
He's ZANU-PF.
Okay.
Everyone knows who Mojora is. Mojora is Nanga's boy.
Okay, gentlemen, the show is over.
Nanga's boy.
The show is over, guys. The show is over.
Stop the violence. You are killing Zimbabweans, black people. Stop it.
The show is over, guys.
Stop and violence.
It is Africans. You are killing. Stop killing Africans, ZANU.
Dr. Spanda, and Mr. Chuma, thank you so much. We end on that.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
We end on that high note. We wish to thank Dr. Kulego Spanda of the MTC Alliance, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi and Mr. Busan Busontini, the independent commentators, and Mr. Ntokozo Msipa of Tyson Wabantu. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.